英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon,
大家周一欢迎登录到我们的在线直播间来收听直播啊，很多同学全国各地的小伙伴们和我们一起来收听一下周一的心灵营养。
Yeah, today we're going to read two very interesting stories, just like last week.
每周呢都给大家带来好听的有趣的故事，今天还是带来两则哲理短文。我们要从这两个英文故事当中呢去理解事物的转化之道。听上去有些抽象啊，不过听到故事的时候大家就会明白了。
Definitely. Today we're going to read two stories who have a similar moral. They are like, a little bit the same in the lessons they want to give us.
哎，两个故事呢，我们精心挑选的，哎，都有相似之处。其中第一个故事，
a story, an old story about a king in Africa who has a close friend. The friend always said, "This is good," about every situation that ever occurred in his life. Both.About a positive and negative situations that occurred. One day, an accident happens to the king, which is the friend's fault. As usual, the friend said, "This is good," to which the king angrily sent his friend to jail. One year later, however, it turns out that the friend was right after all.
第一个故事呢比较古老哈，非洲的一个国王啊，有一个非常亲密的好友。
Yeah.It's a bit funny story, I'd say. I mean, imagine you have a friend, and like the friend, his bicycle is stolen or something. And then, even then, he would say, oh, this is good.
哎，这个朋友呢挺有意思的。你想啊，做国王的朋友一般来说都不是一般人，是吧？
Definitely. Like, if it's a friend of the king, then they should have something abnormal.
我们都说伴君如伴虎。哎，这位朋友呢，他有一个口头禅叫做 this is good.就这很好 or 很好，哎，不管发生了什么事情，生活中他都说 this is good。 结果有一天呢，哎，一不小心啊，犯了点错误，结果呢这个国王受了点伤害。这种情况下呀，这个好朋友还会说 this is good，国王呢就是恼羞成怒吧，就把他关到了监狱里。
Yeah, of course. I mean, if I was the queen of a country and something would happen to me, but it's someone else's fault, and then that person would say, oh, but that's great, that's good, fantastic that this happened to you. Of course I would send that person to jail.
对吧，你怎么能在随便在国王面前说自己犯的错误还 this is good?
Yeah.
这怎么可能呢？国王把他投进了监狱里。后来呢又发生了一件离奇的事情。哎呀，让这个国王最后才领悟到原来这个朋友说的话是对的。This is good. 很有趣的小故事哈。第二个故事呢是关于什么呢？是关于一个独臂的柔道运动员。竟然在所有的比赛当中啊都能取得冠军，哎，这就很奇特了。
Yeah, the next story we're going to read is about a boy who unfortunately lost his left arm in a car accident. But he really wants to become a judoka, someone who's very good in the martial artsJudo. It's from Japan, I believe.
To his surprise, his teacher teaches him only one move. 他的老师啊，就教给了他一个最重要的招式。At the first tournament the boy participates in, it turns out that his teacher had good reasons to do this. 后来他才发现，为什么他的老师永远只教他一招呢？这一招就能够足以制敌。
Yeah, he saw something that the boy did not see himself, that his biggest weakness, like him missing his left arm, could be his biggest strength. That is the moral of this story.
哎，这个老师是非常厉害的啊，他能够因地制宜、
yeah.
能够让一个本来是你看独臂的运动员怎么可能取胜呢？哎，
well,
他就竟然能够 train him to be a champion, 把他训练成冠军，这非常不容易。
Well, in my perspective, like, this boy is already a champion for over and over again, repeating the same
move. I mean, that is pretty dedication, right? Like, I mean, imagine you go to a sports event or like want to practice some sports. Your teacher only teaches you only one move. Super boring. But yeah, this boy persists because he thinks, okay, my master should be right, so I will do this. Then I can become a judoka.
对，好，简单的介绍之后呢，我们一起来听每个周一的一千零一夜啊，开始讲故事了。先来送上第一个故事，关于这个国王密友的口头禅 This is good.
This is good. An old story is told of a king in Africa who had a close friend with whom he grew up. The friend had a habit of looking at every situation that ever occurred in his life, positive or negative, and remarking,This is good. One day, the king and his friend were out on a hunting expedition. The friend would load and prepare the guns for the king. The friend had apparently done something wrong in preparing one of the guns, for after taking the gun from his friend, the king fired it, and his thumb was blown off. Examining the situation, the friend remarked, as usual, This is good. To which the king replied, No.This is not good, and proceeded with sending his friend to jail. About a year later, the king was hunting in an area that he should have known to stay clear of. Cannibals captured him and took him to their village. They tied his hands, stacked some wood, set up a stake, and bound him to the stake. As they came near to set fire to the wood, they noticed that the king...was missing a thumb. Being superstitious, they never ate anyone that was not whole. So after untying the king, they sent him on his way back home. As he returned home, he remembered the event at which he lost his thumb and felt remorse for the way he had treated his friend. He went immediately to the jail to speak with his friend. You were right, he said. It was good that my thumb...was blown off, and he proceeded to tell the friend everything that had just happened. And therefore, I'm very sorry for sending you to jail for so long. I was wrong, and feel bad for doing this to you. No, his friend replied, this is good. What do you mean, this is good? How could it be good that I sent my friend to jail for a year? Exclaimed the king. If I had not...been in jail, I would have been with you, the friend replied.
好，这是第一个故事啊。我们的故事现在听上去越来越像一千零一夜了啊。我们的 Nick 老师也是各种加了很多戏啊，哈，栩栩如生，有许多的 acting,
yeah,
performing.
It's a true actor, Nick.
对，他很喜欢跟同学们用这样的方式来交流哈。虽然是只闻其声，不见其人。我们也会把音频呢贴在我们的公众号里，供大家反复的聆听。第一个故事。This is good.
An old story is told of a king in Africa who had a close friend with whom he grew up. The friend had a habit of looking at every situation that ever occurred in his life, positive or negative, and remarking, This is good.
交代故事的背景 An old story is told.呀，有这么一个古老的故事，那全是被动哈。英文中 ，An old story is told。
Yeah，
什么故事呢 ？Of 是关于 a king in Africa， 关于呀、啊、一位非洲的国王。这国王呢 ，who had a close friend， 有一位密友 ，with whom he grew up。哇，这个句式非常好，说跟谁他一块长大呢？就是说跟这个密友啊，他是从小一起长大的。
Yeah, so that friend he already had for, like, since he was a baby.
对，这周的叫做是什么？两小无猜呀、啊，知己知彼了。The friend had a habit of, 还有我们说一个人有什么习惯 ,had a habit of doing something.、
Yeah.
记下来啊，口语中的小表达。Looking at every situation. Looking at 是什么呢
?That is just to, like, see, like, analyze your own situation, like, to see, like, what is your life.what is wrong with your life, what is good in your life, etc. And then you kind of examine it and then you make a judgment.
对，这里的 looking at 就不仅仅是看的意思了，它有一种看待、examine、
yeah.
看待的意思，它看待呢生活中的 every situation 每一个情况、什么情况呢 ever occurred happen 发生 曾经发生在生活当中的一切的事情。Positive or negative, 两个一对反义词，不管是好事坏事，积极的消极的，他都会 remarking, remark 这个短语我们上一节课学过了。
Yeah, to remark, that means to say a few words that give the fact or your opinion about something.
Yes.
To remark something. Like if your friend wears a very pretty dress, for example, you can remark, wow, that's a great dress. That's a remark.
Remark, 说话评论评价。
Yeah.
无论生活中发生什么事情，不管好的坏的，他都会说一句 This is good. 这就是他的口头禅，他的一个习惯。
One day, the king and his friend were out on a hunting expedition.
好，来事儿了。有一天，这个国王 and his friend, 俩人就一块儿 went out, 出去了。出去干嘛呢？ On a hunting expedition.
Yeah, an expedition is a long journey organized for a particular purpose, to find something or to discover a hidden area, especially if you're going on to a long, long, faraway, distant place. An hunting expedition is a long journey organized to go hunting. It's like if people hunt, they...go out to chase after wild animals to kill them because, yeah, for fun or for like they need their fur or their meat.
Hunting expedition, 这个短语可以一并联系起来记忆，叫做狩猎的旅行，其实就是一次狩猎之旅。
Yeah, I mean, kings in the past, they used to do that a lot because it was very, like, a fancy sport for only the nobles to, like, usually in England, for example, they loved fox hunting. That was actually a sport for, like, rich people.
对，以前呢，像这种 hunting expedition 都是贵族们的专利啊。
Yeah.
啊，他们的运动。The friend would load and prepare the gun for the king. 啊，朋友们，这位朋友呢，是为了来负责什么呢？ Load.
Yeah, to put the bullets of a gun into the gun. Like, if you shoot a gun and it has no bullets in it, that you have a hard time with, like, killing something.
装载弹药叫做 load.
Yeah.
Prepare the gun for the king. 准备猎枪。啊，他的朋友就像一个仆人一样。
Yeah.
就把 everything 就给他打点好了，装好了。啊，这是弹药装好了，猎枪也装好了。
The friend had apparently done something wrong in preparing one of the guns. For after taking the gun from his friend, the king fired it and his thumb was blown off.
哎呀，你说这准备的再事无巨细，可能也有那个失手的时候啊。朋友这个时候一不小心犯了个错误。The friend had apparently done something wrong. 很明显的 apparently 干嘛呀？
Yeah.
做了，犯了点错误， done something wrong.在什么时候呢？ In preparing, 正在准备着 one of the guns, 其中的一支猎枪的时候出错了。For after taking the gun from his friend, 当这个国王啊从的朋友手里接过猎枪的时候，大事不妙。The king fired it. 怎么说呢？
Well, if you fire a gun, you pull the trigger of the gun. That is the thing that makes a bullet come out of the gun and hit something. Hit like an animal or, in my case, a tree or something.
这里的 fire 就不是火的意思了，它是开火的意思。Fired it, 也就是开枪的意思。这个国王刚一开枪， his thumb was blown off. 哎呦，自己的一根拇指啊就给打掉了。
Yeah, your thumb is like the short finger you need on your hand, basically to pick something up or to thumb wrestle or to like, yeah, to, it makes it easier to have a thumb to pick things up.
不得了，这是什么伤君之罪呀，是吧？
Yeah, his thumb was blown off. If something is blown off, it's like removed and destroyed completely.
好，这个朋友怎么办呢？此时此刻。
Examining the situation, the friend remarked, as usual, this is good.
视察完情况以后啊， examining the situation. 这位朋友呢竟然还一如既往地评价到说， this is good, 很好。这也是天不怕地不怕呀。
To which the king replied, no, this is not good.
你想想，国王看着自己 流着血的手指啊，
yeah,
还在旁边说这很好，这简直是火上浇油啊。
Yeah, like, I mean, I think the king would say that his friend would be very disrespectful in saying like, no, this is good, like, great, your thumb got blown off.
先别说别人是国王，就算你一个普通的朋友、
yeah.
人家把手指打掉了，你跟那旁边说
true,
挺好的。
true, you wouldn't say this to any friend, I think, or to any person even, like, even if that person is not your friend.
那这友谊的小船可不是说翻就翻了啊，都沉底儿了，起都起不来了已经。国王大怒， No, this is not good.
And proceeded with sending his friend to jail.
Proceeded, 理解一下吧。
Well, if you proceed with doing something, it means to continue with doing something else than you did just before. It means to do something after you have done something else.、
Mm.
So first, the king said, No, this is not good. That is action one. And then he proceeded to action two, sending his friend to jail.
Proceeded with doing something 就是继续做某事儿，继续接下来，非常生气，这一点也不好。然后接下来就下令把他的朋友送进了监狱， sending his friend to jail.
About a year later, the king was hunting in an area that he should have known to stay clear of.
嗯，你们说这位朋友是不是傻呢？有的时候我们说呀，大智若愚，大愚有时候又若智啊，这事情啊很不好说，咱凡事不能看表面。未来的事情在朋友坐监狱的时候，有些奇怪的事儿就发生了。About a year later, 大约一年以后，这个国王呢又在 hunting。
Yeah.
Hunting 的时候呢就 hunting 进了一片区域， hunting in an area that he should have known to stay clear of. Should have known, 早知道，本知道却没注意的 should have known, 他早知道应该 stay clear of.
To stay clear of something or of someone even means to avoid someone or something. So he should have known to avoid that area. He should have known not to go to that area.
哎，这个短语很好 ,stay clear of, 就是避开什么什么东西，避开什么什么地方。在英国啊，这个地铁的报站呢都有一句话叫做 stay clear of the door.
Yeah, stay clear of the door, that's what you hear a lot in like,Yeah, many countries actually, if you take the subway or the bus.
很多国家地铁，反正英国是这样的，它地铁报站就有一句话就叫 stay clear of the door, 意思就是说请远离车门。啊，不要紧靠车门，就是 stay clear of the door. 诶，他本来应该知道这片区域不要去的，结果他去了。
Cannibals captured him and took him to their village.
这里有个新单词叫做 cannibal.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you've seen the movie Hannibal the Cannibal, but I did. It's terrifying. A cannibal is someone who eats human flesh.
这个单词叫做食人族，大家可以去查一下。Cannibal 抓住了他， captured him, and took him to their village, 并且呢把他带回了他们的村庄里。
They tied his hands, stacked some wood, set up a stake and bound him to the stake.
好，几个动词哈，连续起来成了一连串的动作。They tied his hands, 他们把他的双手捆住。Stacked some wood, 就是堆放 stack, S-T-A-C-K, 堆放了一些木头。然后呢 set up a stake, 记得啊，看一下这里有两个单词读音完全不一样，一个是 stack,一个是 stake, 是竖起来了一个木桩。
Yeah, a stake is like a thick wooden pole. It's placed in the ground like a pillar. And like in the past, someone was tied to such a pillar to either be burned like the witches in Europe or to be like...corporal punished, like whipped and stuff. Like, they did very nasty things in the past with people on a stake.
你看他们把国王抓住肯定是要吃他嘛。
Yeah.、
他做这些是怎么吃他呀，肯定是要把他烧烤了呀。你看先把手捆起来，然后呢又放堆放些木头，就用来点火的，对不对、
yeah.
Set up a stake, 又立起来一根木桩，然后 bound him to the stake. Bound, 就是捆绑，就把国王呢捆绑在了木桩上。
As they came near to set fire to the wood, they noticed that the king was missing a thumb.
As they came near, 靠近, came near, 靠近干嘛 ？Set a fire to the wood， 放火点燃木头。Set a fire to the wood， 放火点燃木头的时候，嘿，他们发现这个国王怎么少了一根手指呢 ？They noticed the king was missing a thumb.
Being superstitious, they never ate anyone that was not whole.
哎，这食人族吧，有点意思。他们还不吃那种残缺的人、
yeah.
他们要吃完整的人，所以他们有一点什么，有点迷信，叫 superstitious。
Yeah, when someone is superstitious, they believe in the power of magic or luck or something else. They believe in fortune tellers, for example, or like in Europe we have a lot of like superstitious people. They believe that seeing a black cat brings bad luck, or walking under a ladder also brings bad luck.
这个 superstitious 算是今天大家遇见的最难的一个单词了啊，它指的是相信一些不可见的力量。虽然说这未必见得是一种迷信呢，但是咱们有这个迷信这个单词叫 superstitious。你看 super 超越是吧，超越你有的你懂得的已知的东西叫做 superstitious 啊，翻不翻译成迷信咱觉得这种翻译还是有待考究的。出于这种 superstitious 吧，他们从来不吃 anyone that was not whole、啊、不吃这个身体有残缺的人。 So after
untying the king，
哎 untie 前面说了 tie him 对不对 T-I-E untying不就是松绑吗？
Yeah, it's to unfasten a knot or like to loosen up someone who is tied.
对，这货啊叫我们不约，我们不吃。一看，哎呦，这还不能吃。They sent him on his way back home. 于是呢，就把他送到了回家的路上。
As he returned home, he remembered the event at which he lost his thumb and felt remorse for the way he had treated his friend.
你看看这国王是不是还因祸得福了啊？因为这个断手指呢还保住了一条命。这回家路上啊，哎呀，这国王肯定就是百感交集，突然间想起来什么呢？ As he returned home, he remembered. 哎，他想起了 the event, 这个事件 at which he lost a thumb. 就想起了那件让他失去手指的这件事儿。
Yeah, he remembered that time he was hunting with his friend and that his thumb got blown off.
And felt
remorse.
新单词，重点批注一下 ,remorse.
Yeah, remorse is stronger than feeling regret. It's like a strong, sad and guilty feeling about something that you have done wrong. Is, for example, you can regret for not making your homework tomorrow, like for not making your homework today, but you cannot say, I remorse.Not making my homework today, because remorse is really like something terrible, something very, very bad.
那种懊悔的心情。
Yeah,
felt remorse. 哎呀，感觉到非常的懊悔。懊悔什么呢？ For the way. Remorse for the way. 对什么事情的方式感到懊悔。He had treated his friend. 啊，对自己呢，如此对待朋友，感到稍微有些过于不去吧。He went immediately to the jail.立即马上就前往监狱，然后打算跟他的朋友聊一聊。
Yeah, to speak with his friend. You are right, he said to him.
你是对的，国王就对他的朋友非常诚恳地说哈，说你是对的。
It was good that my thumb was blown off.
我的拇指被打掉了，真好啊，非常好。It was good that my thumb was blown off.
And he proceeded to tell the friend everything that had just happened.
诶，又来了一个 proceeded, 对不对？
Yeah, again, so he went on, he continued in telling the friend everything that had just happened. Like, yeah, the cannibals, and they captured me, and they tied me on a stake, and they loosened me because I don't have a thumb anymore.
我们看到两次 proceed 这个单词以后呢，大概就知道它会怎么用了。就是 and next, 接下来啊，接下来 proceeded to tell 就告诉了朋友 everything that had just happened， 就把刚才发生的一切原原本本的讲述给了朋友听。
And therefore I am very sorry for sending you to jail for so long.
所以呢 therefore, I'm very sorry for sending you to jail for so long. 哎，我感到很抱歉，让你呢坐了这么长时间的牢。啊，国王觉得自己呢做错了，是不是？
I was wrong.And feel bad for doing this to you.
同学们，这两句话呢，用在向别人道歉的时候，可管用了口语里。I'm very sorry for doing something for so long, and I was wrong and feel bad for doing this to you. 任何你的这个 apology,
yeah,
都可以用这种口语。
This is very, very good to say if you are like sorry for someone. You can say, I feel bad for, or like really say, I was wrong.
I was wrong and feel bad for doing this to you. 啊，我这么对你呢，还是觉得挺惭愧的。啊，我可能做错了一些事情。哎，这个朋友总是不走寻常路哈。你看他怎么回答了
？No, his friend replied, "This is good."
啊，不，朋友马上回答到说 ，"This is good." 这挺好的，坐牢这事儿一点都没错。
What do you mean? This is good.
你什么意思啊？这也很好吗？啊，坐牢在监狱里待那么久也很好吗
？How could it be good that I send my friend to jail for a year?
这怎么可能好呢 ？How could it be good that I send my friend to jail for a year? 我让自己的朋友坐了一年的牢，这怎么会好呢
？Yeah, exclaimed the king. If I had not been in jail, I would have been with you. The friend replied.
真聪明哈！先来看这个单词叫 exclaim， 大家知道这词儿什么意思吗
？That means like to say something very loud, like to make like a surprised expression. Like it's something like if you exclaim like how can it be that or why should I something? Then you exclaim something. You kind of you are surprised about something and you make like a very surprised remark about that.
一种惊讶的啊，大声的。
Yeah.
一种说话的方式叫 exclaimed 啊，什么什么怎么会好怎么了 exclaimed 这单词学习一下朋友就说 if I hadn't been in jail 又来了这是一个什么呀这是一个虚拟语气同学们看啊 had not done something 是不是过去的过去呀如果我过去的过去没有坐牢的话 I would have been with you 那我那会儿就应该跟您在一起哪会儿啊就是被食人族抓住的时候我可能就跟您在一块儿那我岂不就被吃掉了吗 The friend replied
I am very curious how the king responds to this But yeah The friend is right actually
他非常聪明
Yeah
所以他聪明在什么地方呢他能看到一件事情的
yeah,
he, 另一面
He sees the good side of things Like the moral of this story is of course like thatEvery situation that occurs in your life has a good and a bad side. But how situations affect you, like how you feel about a situation, depends on the side you focus on.
这就是生活中看似对立的两面了哈。
Yeah.
好与坏在一定条件下呢是可以向对方发展变化的。中国的古人说呢祸兮福之所以福兮祸之所伏意思就是说这福与祸呀其实是互相依存可以相互转化的有的时候呢坏事可以引出好的结果好事呢也可以引出坏的结果只要具备一定的外部条件
Definitely and it's a little bit human nature to only focus on the bad side of things butLike, the key to, like, this friend's happiness, for example, is definitely that he only focuses on the good things. And that he's, like, already telling himself with saying, this is good, that he's automatically looking at only the good sides.
大家也知道,国王身边不可能有傻子。
No.
是不是?
Definitely.
只要是国王的好朋友、密友,那一定是相当有智慧的人。
Definitely.
国王的身边都是要不就是智勇双全的要不都是一些谋士要不就是一些高人、
Definitely.
这是肯定的所以读这样的故事对我们生活中很有启发好接下来我们来说说第二个吧柔道冠军啊，当然跟他的师父如何调教他也是分不开的第二个故事 Weakness or
Strength
Weakness or Strength A boy who lost his left arm in a devastating car accident decided he wanted to become a judoka. It's a person who is very skilled in the martial art called judo. The boy began lessons with an old Japanese judo master. The boy was doing well, but he couldn't understand why, after 3 months of training, the master had only taught him one single move. "Sensei," the boy finally said, "shouldn't I be learning more moves?"
"It's true that this is the only move you know now, but this is the only move you'll ever need to know,"
the sensei replied. Not quite understanding, but believing his teacher, the boy kept training. Several months later, the sensei took the boy to his first tournament. Surprising himself, the boy easily won his first two matches. The third match proved to be more difficult, but after some time, his opponent became impatient and charged. The boy deftly used his one move and won the match. Still amazed by his own success, the boy was now in the finals.
好，我们先来听啊，前部分，有点悬念。
A boy who lost his left arm in a devastating car accident decided he wanted to become a judoka.
嗯，这也是个有志青年啊，有志的小男孩。这个男孩呢 ，who lost his left arm， 他失去了自己的左胳膊。In a devastating car accident. 关键是学这个单词 devastating.
Yeah, something that is devastating is terrible. It's very shocking and like upsetting.
毁灭性的
Yeah.
巨大的惨重的严重的
Horrible, yeah.
Devastating. 在一个 devastating car accident 当中呢失去了左臂的男孩决定 decided he wanted to become a
judoka.
新单词 judoka.Judo, J-U-D-O, 柔道。
Yeah.
那么柔道运动员呢 ?Judoka.
Yeah, someone who is a judoka is very skilled in the martial art judo.
诶懂日语的同学可以告诉我们一下这个柔道在日语中是怎么说的啊这可能是一个音译过来的。
Yeah, maybe it's like judoka or something, like they must say it like that.
周老师不是去过日本吗
Yeah, yeah, I went there, but I couldn't understand a thing. Like, I could read some written things because, you know, they have the traditional writing in Chinese, in the temples, etc. But speaking it, it all sounds like singing to me.
好了他想啊变成一个柔道运动员哈。A person who is very skilledin the martial arts
called judo.
这个 judoka 是一种什么样的人呢就是这样的一个人。他呢是非常的 skilled, 啊什么非常的有技能、
yes.
非常的厉害有技术。在这样的一种武术 in the martial arts, 武术叫做 judo。其实他就是解释了一下什么叫做柔道呗。
Yeah, it's like, judo is a sport when you fight, when using balance or, and your body weight to throw your opponent eventually on the ground and then you win. So it's really like, maybe you can compare it to wushu or something like what you have here in China, but like, in my experience, wushu is still a little bit more like attacking and like not necessarily throwing your opponent to the ground.I think that is different.
武术这样的一些运动哈、啊、甭管它是柔道啊还什么跆拳道啊之类的各种道吧其实这里边啊真的是有道的。所以习武实际上是在习心啊这很深刻的。他就想去当柔道运动员啊然后呢就开始跟找师傅了。
The boy began lessons with an old Japanese judo master.
就像那个漫画里画的一样哈就开始呢跟一个年长的日本的柔道师傅开始学习课程了。
The boy was doing well.
诶表现得还不错 The boy was doing well.
But he couldn't understand why, after 3 months of training, the master had taught him only one move.
一般这种名师啊教授的方法都特别奇怪、
yeah.
然后呢他的这个旗下有一堆稀里糊涂的弟子哈，很多弟子都是闹不明白啊怎么回事呢 I couldn't understand why 小孩呢一直想不明白都训练了一个多月了 After 3 months of training 啊，训练三个多月了 The master had taught him only one move 师傅只教了他一个招式大家注意这个单词 move, M-O-V-E.
Yeah, it's like an action you learn in sports. It's like a physical action, a way of moving you learn when you practice a sport.
动，它是动的意思，但是在这种武术里呢，它理解为是一个招式 move。
Sensei, the boy finally said, shouldn't I be learning more moves?
这里有个单词叫 sensei。 Sensei 学过日语的同学都知道，就是先生，也就是师傅和老师的意思。
Yeah, sensei is a master and a teacher of like a martial art also, like in this story of the martial art judo.
男孩呢终于忍不住问到了，说老师， shouldn't I be learning more moves? 我不应该学习更多的招式吗？
It's true that this is the only move you know now, but this is the only move you will ever need to know.
这什么意思？
Well, that means that the sensei, like, knows that he is teaching him only one move. But he also knows that this is the only move that the boy needs to become good.
没错， it's true. This is the only move you know now. 没错，目前你确实只会了一个招式，但是 this is the only move you will ever need to know.我们说 ever, you will ever do something, 就是说你也是你唯一需要学会的招式。
Not quite understanding, but believing his teacher, the boy kept training. Several months later, the sensei took the boy to his first tournament. Surprising himself, the boy easily won his first two matches.
男孩是肯定不能理解师父的话的啊，完全不理解，因为跟这个训练跟寻常的训练呢太不同了。 Not quite understanding, but believing his teacher, 但是他对师父呢还是十分相信的。男孩就开始继续的训练啊 kept training.
Yeah, he kept training, like to continue doing something, to keep doing something.
你学习任何一门技能都是需要通过 training 的。
Yeah.
才能够越来越娴熟。Several months later, 几个月以后，师父呢就开始 sensei took the boy to his first tournament.
Yeah.
哇，开始他参加，带他参加人生中的第一次 tournament, 锦标赛。
Yeah, a tournament is a sports competition in which people who do a certain sport, they have a competition against each other, or like, it's like two teams against each other, or like one person against one other person. Then the goal is, of course, to win that golden medal.
对，锦标赛啊，跟各路的高手角逐啊，什么论剑之类的。有个同学问到说，请问 what is his first move? 大家在聊天室当中问到说
if only we knew.
这第一招到底是什么呢？那后面我们就知道了哈。Surprising himself, 哇，连这个男孩自己都感觉到非常的惊讶。The boy easily won his first two matches.他非常轻松的就赢下了自己的前两场比赛。
Yeah, a match is also like a sports competition or event, like where people compete against each other in a tournament. It's like a round.
大家别忘了哦，这可是一个男孩 ，a boy with only one arm.
Yeah, he only has one arm, and still he wins every match. He wins every round.
只有一只胳膊，同时呢。New one move.
Yeah.
只知道一招就能够赢这个锦标赛，是不是很厉害？
The third match proved to be more difficult. But after some time, his opponent became impatient and charged.
事实证明了， the third match proved to be. 事实证明这第三场比赛呢， be more difficult, 更加的艰难了。
Yeah, so the third match was clearly more difficult. Was like proved to be more difficult. Clearly, obviously.
你越往后的对手肯定越强，是吧？所以就更加困难了。But after some time, 过了一段时间以后啊，哎，他这个对手呢开始变得有些变化了。Became impatient and charged.
Yeah, to charge someone means to attack someone, like to try to defeat someone by running towards him or her.
Impatient 就是变得不耐心了啊，
yeah.
不耐烦了，开始有点烦躁了。另外呢 ，charged 就开始主动要开始攻击了。
The boy deftly used his one move and won the match.
The boy deftly. 这个单词 deftly, 灵巧的巧妙的。
Yeah, when someone does something deftly, this person does it very fast and quick, and that shows that he or she is very skilled and professional.
极其灵巧的用了他的这一招 used his one move, and won the match, 然后就赢下了比赛。啊，说的怎么跟写的似的，这么容易啊。
Still amazed by his own success, the boy was now in the finals.
这是属于连自己都莫名其妙不知道自己是怎么赢下这场比赛的。
Yeah, the finals, are the last rounds of, like, or games or matches in a tournament. Like, where all the, like, the winners of every match come together and they battle against each other.
好。Finals 就是决赛 Still amazed 仍然是被这种事情感到惊讶 被什么呢 By his own success 啊，自己属于稀里糊涂就赢下比赛还不知道怎么回事呢比赛就结束了
Yeah,
he can't believe it
Yeah,
完全是一种 amazed 的状态要么英文中这个单词 amazing 指的是那种哇令人惊奇的事情 Amazed by 这短语也很好啊，被什么震惊了他已经来到了决赛的现场
This timeHis opponent was bigger, stronger, and more experienced.
第二段。
This time, his opponent was bigger, stronger, and more experienced. For a while, the boy appeared to be overmatched. Concerned that the boy might get hurt, the referee called a timeout. He was about to stop the match when the sensei intervened. No! The sensei insisted, let him continue.Soon after the match resumed, his opponent made a critical mistake. He dropped his guard. Instantly, the boy used his move to pin him down to the ground. The boy had won the final match, and so the tournament. He was the champion. On the way home, the boy and the sensei reviewed every move in each and every match. Then the boy summoned his courage to ask what was really on his mind. Sensei,How did I win the tournament while knowing only one move?
You won for two reasons, the sensei answered. First, you've almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in judo. And second, the only defense for that move is your opponent to grab your left arm.
The boy's biggest weakness had become his biggest strength.
高人呐，不得不服啊。这一次 his opponent was bigger 他的对手呢那显然个头更大了、
yeah.
身体更强壮了 stronger and more experienced 也更加有经验了
For a while the boy appeared to be overmatched
有这么一段时间、啊、这男孩啊明显看上去就是 overmatched
Yeah, if you're overmatched by your opponent it means that your opponent isClearly a better or stronger or more skilled person than you, so you're definitely gonna lose.
Overmatched, 处于下风了。
Yeah.
很明显他有一段时间已经快撑不住了。
Concerned that the boy might get hurt, the referee called a timeout.
考虑到 concern, 考虑到男孩呢可能会受伤 might get hurt. 这个裁判呢这个时候马上就叫了一个暂停 called a timeout 记下来短语、yeah. timeout
in sports a timeout is a short period of time that play in a tournament or competition in which players can like rest or like review their actions or like just determine their new strategy to have a break
timeout 就这个意思啊，就是叫了一下暂停啊。He was about to stop the match正打算要 stop the match, 终止比赛的时候老师出面了高人在最后关头出面了 Sensei intervened.
Yeah, when someone intervenes, it means someone interrupts, someone becomes involved in a situation to change it or try to stop it.
师傅这个时候 intervened, 相当于是出面干涉了。也就淡淡地说了一句话说 No
The sensei insisted
他说啊
Let him continue
他可以继续比赛师父一直在场外观察着这场比赛的情况然后在最后关头裁判要停止比赛了师父说不要停他还可以 他还可以翻盘。
Soon after the match resumed, his opponent made a critical mistake.
就在这个时候，刚刚比赛恢复 ，after the match resumed 就是恢复进行不多会儿。
Yeah, to start doing something again, to resume.
His opponent, 他的对手 made a critical mistake, 犯了一个致命的错误。
Yeah, something that's critical is very important. In this case,this mistake is very, has been like pretty important in the whole story, right? Like it changes the whole, like the whole outcome of the match.
犯了什么错误呢?
He drops his guard.
这什么意思?
If you drop your guard, you stop being careful and stop paying close attention to your surroundings while you shoot. For example, that king in our previous story, he should not have dropped his guard while like walking around in that cannibal area, because if he did not drop his guard there, then he shouldn't, yeah, then he wouldn't have been caught.
对手呢因为觉得自己胜券在握所以呢一直在处于进攻的状态也就是疏于了防守。He dropped his guard. 他疏于了防守就这个意思。瞬间几乎就是马上The boy used his move to pin him down on the ground. 男孩立即抓住这个机会，就 pin him down， 把这个对手呢死死的压倒在按倒在地。
Yeah, if you pin someone down, that means you stop someone from escaping by holding or pushing him to the ground.
所以你说啊，这个在这种这个比赛当中啊，
yeah.
这个判断力非常的重要。啊，对手是什么时候失误？你马上就要抓住这个机会，就在这个一瞬间，你的判断，你头脑必须非常的清醒，立即抓住这个机会，就 pin him down， 用他学会的那个招式，把对手压倒在地。
The boy had won the final match and so the tournament. He was the champion.
再一次，男孩赢得了决赛的胜利，同时也成为了锦标赛的冠军。
Yeah, he's like the person who has won the entire tournament, the champion.
好，接下来就要叫师傅寻求答案了。到底是什么让这一切变得如此神奇？
On the way home, the boy and Sensei reviewed every move in each and every match.
好，在回家的路上呢，男孩就和师傅一起 review， 开始回顾了他们比赛的每一场每一个招式 in every match.
Then the boy summoned his courage to ask what was really on his mind.
接下来这个男孩就来，我们说鼓起勇气，英文中这个鼓起啊，有召唤哈的意思，叫 summon, S-U-M-M-O-N.
Yeah, if you summon your courage, it means that you really want to do something or must do something that is very scary to you. So you gather together all your strength and ability.To face danger and yeah, fear, to face the scary situation.
其实就是 gather together 的意思。
Yeah.
召集聚集起来所有的 courage, 勇气来问问那些 what's really on his mind, 一直萦绕在 on his mind,
yeah.
一直在脑海中挥之不去的问题。
Yeah, if something is on your mind and it's in your thoughts, you keep on thinking about it. Sensei,How did I win the tournament while knowing only one move?
先生，师傅，我到底是怎么着只会在一个招式的情况下赢得比赛的呢？
You won for two reasons.
师傅说，有两个原因。
The sensei answered. First, you've almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in judo.
首先，你已经几乎是掌握了。You have almost mastered.掌握了 one of the most difficult throws in judo. 你几乎完全掌握了柔道当中最难的一种摔法。
Yeah, a throw is like the action of throwing your opponent to the ground in like a martial art such as judo. That's a throw.
首先你知道怎么去进攻的一个最难的一个招式了。
And second, the only known defense for that move is for your opponent to grab your left arm.
同时呢你也知道了 the only known defense 你也知道了防守防住这一招式的唯一的办法就是 it's for your opponent to grab your left arm 就是你的对手要抓住你的左臂
yeah so actually by knowing that move the boy is invincible like people could not defeat him because the only way to defeat him is to grab his left arm. Well, what doesn't he have? His left arm.
对啊，这个对手都想去抓他的左臂，
yeah.
但是总是会扑个空，因为他没有左臂。
The boy's biggest weakness had become his biggest strength.
于是男孩最大的弱点变成了他最大的优势。
Yeah.
哇，这也是一个很生动的故事，很有启示的故事。回到我们的主题上来，还是关于事物对立面的一种转化。
I mean, it's a little bit similar to the previous story, the moral of this story. It means like someone who has flaws or like imperfections isn't likeBad or weak. On the contrary, like sometimes their biggest weakness can become their biggest strength. Like there are a lot of people who are like, for example, blind, but then they can sing beautifully or they have a talent for something else. They can use their blindness for other reasons.
对，看我们的第一个故事当中这个 moral 啊 ，moral of the first story is about every situation that occurs in your life has a good and bad side.
Yeah,
how situation affect you depends on the side you focus on. 第二个故事的 moral 呢，寓意就是说 ，someone who has flaws or obvious imperfections isn't necessarily bad or weak. On contrary, sometimes our biggest weakness can become our biggest strength.
Yeah, so think about this for a while. Like, what is your biggest weakness? How can you turn it into your biggest strength? And also, like, throughout the day, bad things definitely happen, right? I mean, you miss your boss, your cat is sick, you oversleep or anything. What is the good side in all those events?Try. It's pretty funny to do that. I, after reading these stories, I actually try to do that myself. It makes you such a happy person. Seriously. It's really like good for your humor.
我们读了这些故事，学了这些道理以后呢，一定要联系到自身的实际上来、嗯、啊，看我们怎么样。比如说，哎呀，总是觉得自己手里怎么拿到一副那么差的牌呢？在这种情况下，你就要学习那个国王的那个密友啊，感叹自己的境遇应该是 this is good.啊，并从中呢找到好的一方面。另外呢，也要把自己的这个 weakness， 就像这个失去左臂的柔道运动员一样，把它变成是吧、
yeah.
？strength，
your strength， like
优点。
Yeah， like I mean， every human is like， yeah， they kind of always focus on like the bad things， and they quickly judge something to be bad or weak when it's not normal， when it's not the same as other things or other people， but That's actually not always the truth.
哎，这两个故事就告诉我们，在看问题的时候呢，一定要有一种辩证的方式，一定要用辩证和变化的方式去看事物的性质呢，绝不是单一的，也不是一成不变的，一体两面的，经常是可以相互依存或相互转化的，有无相生，难易相成，福祸相倚。我们的古人早就说过这样的道理了，是不是？所以生活就是我们一切。秘密，一切智慧之源，我们要从生活当中呢多多去总结，多多去应用我们所明白的这些道理。
Definitely.
好，今天的故事呢就是这样啊。This is good and weakness or strength. 大家可以呢利用这样的小故事，平时呢做一些背诵。
Yeah, try to like look at the stories and that look specifically at the marked words and try to rehearse that. Try to make example sentences for yourself. For example, superstitious. I am superstitious because I believe black cats bring unhappiness. Like,You can kind of practice yourself that way.
哎，用那个新单词呢来造个句。同时呢，这不是故事吗？故事本身就是很好的口语训练的素材。你在熟读这个故事几遍以后呢，试着用自己的语言把这个故事讲出来。
Definitely.
不一定非得要有听众给你听，不一定非得讲给别人听，你可以自己去复述这个故事，训练你的语言呢整体的组织和表达的能力。
Yeah, it's important that you don't look at every sentence of the story and just repeat every sentence of the story, like just ram it in, like most people do when they learn language, that is not a good way. Then it's not sustainable. If you learn a new language, just try to focus on, like, okay, I have X amount of new words, say 10, then I'm going to try to make sentences myself based on, like, my life or other people's lives or whatever you like. And yeah, try to incorporate every new word in your new sentence. That's how you remember it.
好的，既学英语啊，又学到了一些道理。接着是我们这周呢，带给大家两篇美文，下来大家好好的消化吸收。谢谢Judy老师。
Thank you all for listening.
谢谢大家的收听，下次见，拜拜。